When Jesus was born, almost everyone was asleep because it was nighttime. The people in Bethlehem were asleep, even the sheep were asleep. Try saying that quickly. The shepherds looking after the sheep were doing their best to stay awake, but if you've ever tried to keep watch all night, you'll know how hard that is. Then the angels appeared and spoke to them and sang, and their light shone all around. The shepherds were definitely awake then. They went to see if what the angel said was true, and when they saw it was, they started waking everyone up in Bethlehem to tell them. Can you imagine if someone started banging on your front door and shouting in the middle of the night? I think most of us would probably call the police, but that's exactly what the shepherds did. They wanted to wake everyone up because this was the best news. Now, it's usually good news when a baby is born. Perhaps some of you can remember either your own children being born or maybe a brother or a sister being born. People can be a bit nervous before, so when the baby finally arrives, it's a relief and everyone is super excited. But I doubt many of us would run around the streets of Amington in the middle of the night shouting and knocking on everyone's doors to wake them up to tell them. At least I hope you wouldn't. So what was special about this baby? This baby, Mary's son Jesus, was the rescuer God had been promising to send for a very long time, for hundreds and hundreds of years. That's even more years than the oldest person you know has been alive. This baby was God's promise, and God always keeps his promises. This baby, sleeping that night under the stars, was God's own son, the one who had made those stars. He was the brightest star, the light of the whole world, the light that chases away the darkness, helping people to see, rescuing us from all the wrong things we do. No wonder the shepherds were excited and wanted to wake everyone up to tell them. Now, hopefully, your eyes are open at the moment and you aren't fast asleep or snoring. Some of the people of Bethlehem were woken up by the shepherds and joined them in saying thank you to God. But some of them went back to sleep. I pray that this Christmas we can be like the ones who woke up and said thank you to God for sending us his son Jesus to rescue us and bring us home. Amen.